8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
Matter of fact, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, there's so much information and negative news about the administration of our country and the office being held by the person that's currently holding the office, and the government's response, official response, to certain things that are going on. It truly reminds you of the temptation ball of confusion. That's what the world is today. Hey, hey. And I've been following the dynamics of this spy novel for 2.5 years. And it's been nothing but that all the time. It seems like it's one thing after another. And they're all very different. It wasn't like this a while back. But the thing of it is, in Mark 4, it says, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things, the cares of this world, enter in and choke the word. The word said it enters in and chokes the word. Okay, now, this is a very important study to know. Is when Jesus was speaking in Mark chapter 4, it says Satan, I'm going to go over there. It said Satan come to take away the word. Immediately when the word comes, Satan come to take away the word that was sown in your heart. The subject of it is about the word and about protecting the word. And those last three verses down there, and I'll show you those, and it says that the lust of other things, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things, and the cares of this world enter in. Say enter in with me. Enter in. Let me tell you this. A lot of times, you can lose interest in church by too much of the world going in. They don't match. They like oil and water. The word says, guard your heart. Guard your heart, for out of it come the issues of life. So, I mean, they got all these trials. You know how many trials? You know how many lawyers our president has hired? Why do you need lawyers for and all of this stuff? And they all have to go to trial, and they're going to court. It's a court case every week on something that's coming out of the White House. That's too much stuff to think about. Amen. But the danger is, for me, for men and women of faith, is that it enters in and choke the word. Well, you know, isn't God concerned like about this? Yeah, he's already spoken about it. You know how quick 2 more years and 5 more years will go by? Says you set for eternity. We got to win people to the Lord so they can spend eternity with God. This four years of foolishness is going to go by quicker than you think. Oh, is somebody going to deal with it already? It's already being dealt with. But you don't have the time or the luxury to have the word choked in you, that word you need for your healing, that word you need for your prosperity, that word you need for divine guidance, that word you need for peace of mind. You don't have time to squeeze it in there. You don't have enough room in your heart for the foolishness coming out of an operation like that. They say something, then they on TV arguing about it, then the news cover it for 3 days. Yeah, that's right. That's why O.J. Simpson trial was on. He was on trial for a year. Two things were going to happen. Either he was going to be guilty or innocent. one or the other. Are you following me? And so in any case, we have to look at that and guard your heart. You got things going on that Washington not going to handle that for you. In regards to what they do to the staff or, I called some names of them up there, man, but in regards to what happened to them, you've got to focus and use your faith, amen, to appropriate what you're dealing with. The doctor has given you a report that don't sound too good. You don't have time to think about, you know, whether the president on vacation or not. You got to be focused. You must focus on what you're dealing with, what's in front of you. You got a double light bill you got to cover. You need to be operating your faith on what's in front of you, your own relationship. But let's go further. The point I want to make is ear, when it said, incline thine ear unto my saying, is because through your ear gate, you have your ear gates, your eye gates, amen. And it told us, let them not from depart from thine eyes, what you're looking at and what you're hearing. But primarily what you are hearing. Faith comes by what? Hearing. But so does doubt. Hearing, your ear gates lead directly into your heart. That's why you have to guard your heart and don't let everything go in there. Because when it goes in there, that's going to determine what comes out. And if it's busy being filled with junk, you're not going to have the power of the word, amen, to speak. Your words will begin to reflect the abundance of what's in there. And Washington will fill it up. The foolishness that's going on that we see politically will fill up a lot of lies. People are going to be talking about this presidency for years. History's going to write a mini book. I mean, folk was writing books about these things already. Already there are like 5 major books that have come out in the first 2 years just about the presidency. Yeah. And they were best-selling books because the information was so interesting and so unusual happening in the Capitol. Amen. If he can fill a book, he can certainly fill your heart. Matter of fact, I ordered a couple of them, but I haven't read them yet. I said, I better hold off on them. I know what the book about. And one of the book, another one, was called a lady. She wrote the book, and she had done a study, and I told you about it. It was called, never mind, you might go buy it. It dealt with corruption in the world. It dealt with all the governments in the world and how corruption started and how it operated in it. And she was on an interview talking about what she's looking at in America. I said, wow, that's it. Yeah, I was right. That is it. But that's not going to help me. I don't need all her details. She's done extensive research of governments around the world to show how corruption sabotages. I don't need to know all of her details, at least not right now. So I'm saying to you, hearing, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. God is telling you, incline thine ears unto my words as opposed to the world's words or just the politician's words. You ain't got time to be arguing with people about politics. Unless all your bills paid and you got a good fat bank account and you, yeah. Those people getting paid. The news reporters getting paid. All the politicians getting paid. Some of them getting fired, but they getting paid before they get fired. Amen. You using your time up and you need your light bill paid. Incline your, come on somebody, priority. God said, incline your ear to my word. So now healing, we're talking about divine healing. So you've got to hear the word of God on healing. So it says, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine what? Okay, how do they get in your heart? They get in there by meditating on them, amen, and inclining your ear. What you're hearing goes into your heart. And you have to guard your heart. Now, this pattern, I thought maybe I would only get far enough to cover this. In this pattern of in your heart, the word says, my words are spirit and they are life. So what occurs is, when the word of God goes into your heart, the word of God on healing, the word of God is full of power. The word of God says the spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in your mortal body. Now, when you hear the word, Jesus said, God said my words are spirit in their life. Because their spirit, when they go in your ear, they go in your heart. Are you following me? The word of God on salvation, healing, prosperity. It goes in your heart. Now, when it goes in your heart, because it's spiritual, what occurs is, he said, my words are spirit in their life. If I learn it, does it affect? No, there's a process when it goes in your heart. Then what it does is it affects your soul. You are a spirit. You have a soul. And you live in a body. Okay, somebody say the process. Now, if I'm going to cook a cake, you're going to tell me one thing comes before the other. I don't take the butter, the flour. What else comes with it? The eggs, and take them and put them on a pan and stick them in the oven like they are. There's a stick of butter. There go the eggs. The eggs still in the egg container. And the flour, just sit it in the oven. All the ingredients in the cake stuck in the oven and I cut the oven off and to make a fire. Well, you say that's what you need to make a cake, don't you? Yeah, that's right. But you have to take them and mix them up. You're supposed to mix them up and you put one before the other. Can you say amen? Y'all didn't tell me that. So you got to folk got to know which one goes. You got the bowl. You done put the bowl in there. Some eggs you haven't even cracked open. Okay, so when the word goes in your heart, what it does, because God's word is spirit, it's spiritual, it's life, it's full of power. When it goes in, your life is a byproduct of what's in your soul. See, you can say, you know, Pastor, I like that message on prosperity, but I just don't know. That means your soul hadn't been transformed. You still got making on your own in your soul. And God is sending you different information, saying the word of God is going to produce the healing. The word of God is going to produce the abundance. So with healing is an inside-out job. It's not an outside-in job. It's an inside-out. What people tend to do when they believe in healing is start looking outside first. But the key is it's an inside. It works inside-out. Are you following me? Now, with the word, when you hear the word of God, amen. When you hear the word of God and it goes in, it's interfacing with your soul. All right, your soul, that's where your mind, you know, your mind, your will, and your emotion and your intellect. So all that thinking and all in your soul, that's where the word of God, you gotta have it in there enough to will it alter the current thought processes in your soul. In other words, people don't believe in healing, they don't have the word of God in their soul. They don't have it in their mind. They don't even know what it says. But what you say, well, I got it in the Bible. I know that I have it in the book, in the Christ the Healer. But you've got to take it from the pages and put it in your ears, in your heart, amen, and so it can bring your heart under submission to the word of God. The word says, with the heart, man, what? Amen. Believing with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Well, this heart man, this inner man, In your soul, the mind, your will, emotion, and your intellect, what you think about, it's got to be transformed. It has to stop fighting God and begin to go along with God. And what will happen is the word of God inside of your soul, what it does on healing, let's say healing, it becomes real to you in healing. So the word of God, your mind begins to think healing. It begins to think, amen, walking in divine health. Because see, healing is for sick people. It's if you got some kind of illness or something broke or not right, that's what healing is for. Healing is repairing or fixing something that's broke. But if you're not sick, it's divine health. You can be in better health than you are, even though you may not be sick. The word of God will take you to a level of divine health. The Holy Ghost will tell you to stop eating or stop drinking or whatever the case might be. And to govern your health to where it'll go to another level. But it also will heal and bring to a design. You were designed a certain way by God. It'll bring it back to the designed state. But it has to get on it has to get inside of you. Now, when you go to like divine healing, it's a like a crusade or something, somebody's ministering. That person ministering under a healing anointing. Are you following me? Under a healing anointing, amen. So they're usually ministering the word of God, and faith becomes present, and they'll make bodily contact, and healing will manifest. Are you following me? All right. So, but from the word, just getting the word of God in you, as it builds up, it will create a picture on the inside of you of divine health, of healing. And as you have that picture, you confess that word that's going in, you confess that word, and what will happen, the manifested state will match what's on the inside of your heart. People who are sick outside are sick inside. What did you say? People who are sick outside are sick inside. That means there are people who are sick and they have accepted the fact that they are supposed to be sick. That's sick. All right, I'm going to say this again. Whatever you are inside, you're going to be outside. What God's plan is, when it says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, he's saying you will change based on the power of the word of God that goes on the inside of you on any given subject. And then there has to be meditation on his word on Joshua 1:8. Can you say amen? And what happens is you will begin to see yourself, amen, according to the new picture on the inside. When you talk to people and you deal with them, do you know they're dealing with you the way you see yourself? Yeah. The way you see yourself. There are people who have sicknesses, they'll say, well, you know, it's my arthritis and it's, you know, my diabetes. Oh, it's yours, huh? You possessing it. You know, you take it home, give it a good nap or something. No, it's not yours. God didn't give it to you. Don't receive it. In other words, you got to stand against it. You say, well, hey, I'll take a stand. How are you standing? I'm speaking my healing. I'm speaking divine health and I'm speaking healing. I do not accept this manifested condition in my life as who I am. See, in other words, the word of God in you will change your image of who you are. You will see yourself according to the word of God. The word of God has the power to drive out the previous image. It has the power to manifest healing in your body. But see, what happened is the world is selling you death. It's selling you death, it's selling you sickness, and some pills to go with it. Now, if you got a good doctor, God bless you and your good doctor. But God is the divine physician, amen? He has healing for you. But there's a price to pay. Listen to me. Saints, listen. I talked about that cake, and I'm going to wrap this up. I talked about that cake when you take this stuff with the cake and the batter and everything and put it all together, right? Once you get it all together and you put it together in the proper manner, and you do some stirring and mixing and stuff like that, then you put it in the oven. It usually go in the oven or somewhere where it's warm. Well, the timing, there's a timing based on the power of that oven. You've got to keep those ingredients under fire. You've got to keep them under heat. God says, let patience have her perfect work. She said, when you put it under fire, it's already together. You've got to confess, I'm healed in Jesus' name. I'm healing in Jesus' name. See, it's in the oven. You don't take it out the oven yet. It's not manifest yet. It's not ready to eat. It's not ready to serve. But it's already made. I say it's already made. All those ingredients are very real already. But there's a timing element to those ingredients. There's a timing element based on whatever you're baking. There's a timing. I don't know the timing, but it's on the box. When the scripture said, let patience have her perfect work, that means when you've done the part that you need to do, then you begin to praise God and you begin to thank God for it. Can you say amen? See, now what happened with the word in Joshua 1:8, it says, meditate on that word day and night, that thou might observe to do all that is written therein, then shall thou make thy way prosperous, then thou shalt have good success. But that's all healing too. But there's a meditation aspect. There's a meditate, write that to write, just like that. There's a meditation aspect to divine healing. You've got to meditate on the words of God, not the lies of the devil. Saints, if I'm going to give you $400 worth of pills to take, I got to sell you on why you're taking them. See, and I thank God for the doctors. God bless them. But say, the doctor got to keep selling. He's a salesman. He's a pharmaceutical salesman that paid more to go to college. Because that's what he's going to do. He's going to give you, he's going to set you up to cut you, or set you up to burn you, or set you up to give you some drugs. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. You got to get more word than all of that. I said, you got to get the word. You got to meditate on the word. He's telling you when to take those pills. In the morning, 2 at night. Come on, somebody. He's selling you on a maintenance program just to maintain you. He's not even mentioning the word healing or cure. He won't mention it at all. And he's being honest with you. But God's not doing that. God said, say what my word says. Just say what my word says. It's going to produce faith. It has power over all the power of the enemy. So you can receive your healing. Amen. Do not accept the fact. Do not stand in that you're going to have this the rest of your life. That because you've had it since you was a baby, you're supposed to live with it. Amen. You serve a miracle working God. He's the creator. Amen. He's the divine physician. I'll close with this. In Bosworth's meeting, many times he would have people, they would have to come and stay for weeks. Some of them have incurable cancer. The cancer, they about dead. They drag them in and lay them in. And the people's testimonies is, listen, but they had to sit under the word, under an anointing of the word of God. See, if you grow through your life and you're not going to read the Bible, you're not going to go to church or sit under the word, somebody got to get the word in you if you're about to die and you really want to live. So they bring them, the family would bring them. Usually when somebody in that condition, like we know in the hospital, somebody will bring them. They say, well, I believe God will heal you. And he preached to them. They'd have them laid out on carts and everything and preach the word to them and then pray with them. Those people got up healed, amen, and wrote their testimonies in the book, wrote their name and their addresses, and he was healed. See, you have to hear this. People's healing testimonies have to go in your ear. That way you may God is here. Yes. In my time, yes. In your day, in your time. And so, but the key is the understanding the process. I only gave you that one scripture. I mentioned some other scriptures. But you receive it the same way you receive salvation. It comes by the word of God. He's the living word. Amen. Amen. So as you believe God for your healing, you're getting the scriptures on the healing scriptures. Word of God says he sent his word and healed them. When they left Egypt, they said there was not one sickler among them. Not one sickler among them. And I also want to mention this to you as well. Psychosomatic illnesses, psychosomatic diseases and mental illness. Your mind is flesh too. It's health, the word says health to all their flesh. Amen. It's health to all their, go down to verse 22, for they are life. Read that with me. For they are life unto those that find them. Hold it. Life to those that find them. Do you know that looked like they just found them? No, this means that you have found them, understood their purpose, appropriated them into your life, confessed them, held to them, and then they produce health. It's like a seed that go on the ground. It's not going to produce a tree overnight. But it's going to produce a tree. If you water it, if it's an oak seed, it's going to produce an oak tree. If it's a healing seed, it's going to produce healing. And when it says health to all those that find them, have you found it? Have you found it? Are you just going to church? No sense. Let me tell you, here's a thought I had years ago for going in ministry. I come to the conclusion that as a pastor or going into ministry and having a church, I had nothing to offer people. No, I was at, I said, I don't sing and I'm not going to sing unless I can blend in with the choir every now and then. Whatever they want, I don't do any of that. I wouldn't pick me to fit that mold. Come on, somebody. No, I wouldn't fit. So why would I go in ministry? Because of what God said he'll do. I'm in this because of what God said he would do. Now, one thing I am, I'm a believer. Well, I'm going to believe it. I believe it. Can you say amen? And so he said, well, that's all I want you to do. Tell them what you believe. And tell them as I tell you from right here. And that's all it requires. Come on, somebody. God not looking for great voices. He wants his word. He confirms his word. And I love great voices. But he confirms his word with signs following. How many of y'all know the preachers who know how to sound like preachers? Yes. My pastor was like that. I said, oh, that's cool. That's all right. But I didn't need no healing. Based on where I was, I didn't think I needed nothing. I could put up with the show. Amen. I had a Cadillac and bills paid. I wasn't sick or nothing. I was a Christian. I wasn't getting ready to die or nothing. So I was young and healthy. So I didn't need nothing. So he could do whatever he wanted to do. Can you say amen? Anyway. Be that as it may, that was my question. He said, no, my word. It's what I want. It's what I want to do with the people. But my word. This for me being in ministry has nothing to do with me. Has nothing to do with me. I had no ulterior motives. Already had the car I wanted. Amen. Until trouble came. And I found out that God had promised some things that I didn't know about. And so I said, well, I'm gonna know about those and that'll fix my situation. But I'm not finna go bother with no other people to try to get them to come and fix their situation. No, I wasn't doing that until I discovered that people needed what God wanted them to have because they wanted victory. Can you say amen? It's no fun having victory by yourself. Come on. Amen. You want to share that with others. Amen. I had some people that lived across the street from me one time. We didn't have no food, and they always went fishing. It seemed like they were so happy sharing those trouts and fish they caught. I mean, they bring about 20 trouts and all of that good fish. Amen. We had no food in the refrigerator. Matter of fact, the refrigerator wasn't on. God faithful, y'all. I say he faithful to 1,000 generations. They lived across the street, the neighbors. And so, but in any case, divine healing is it's the children's bread, it's for the believer. So as you're getting it, and I'll go a little further next time, amen, to know and appropriate your healing and have healing to manifest in your life. Amen. Amen. He said, and they shall recover. So believers shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But as a believer, you must know what the word says on healing. Same thing on salvation. Just like you need somebody in the salvation. Can you say amen? Give the Lord a praise. I'm going to stop right there. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.